So tonight is the 25th of September, Wednesday night, and we're going to be continuing in our discussion on 2020, our discovering who we are, who God has made us to be. The good news is, this week on Monday, the proof came back for our directory, and so our ladies are poring over it, going over it with a fine-tooth comb, making sure that at least the pastor's name spelled right, and doing all kinds of other things, making sure that everybody's pictures are right and those kind of things. I have seen it, although I have not pored over it, and it looks fantastic. I am really, really excited to get that in your hands. The plan is for it to go back to the company, the printers, on Friday, which means about 3 weeks from now we'll get it back in bulk and be able to distribute those. So if you can hang on for another month, another 3 weeks, we'll have it back again before Halloween, which is what I promised you a couple weeks ago. So I'm thankful for that. It should go that way. I don't see it going another way. It really is a quality piece of equipment. You'll like it. And then what'll come with it, and we'll probably need some instruction for it, is an app on your phone, your smartphone, that'll also have the same information on it. Excuse me, I'm a little hoarse. But, a little hoarse. And that's a dad joke. If you want a good illustration of a dad joke, I wish that wasn't on the recording. It is now, and I always have it. But I am a little hoarse tonight. And so, but anyway, it'll be great to have all that stuff. I know some of you have been asking about it for a while. It's coming. Just like everything else, the check's in the mail. It'll be here soon, I promise. In the Army, what they used to tell us was that the trucks will be on the drop zone. So that means when you jump in and onto the drop zone, that they'll have trucks there waiting for you to carry you back to wherever you're going, which is the same kind of a lie as the check's in the mail. Because what would always happen is you'd pick up your chute, put it in the drop bag, leave it put it at the assembly point, and you'd start walking. So the same kind of thing. But anyway, it's coming, and we should have it soon. Well, I'm excited to be with you tonight. I'm excited to share with you. I hope that you enjoy tonight. Now, I know I've built it up, but I love what we're about to do, and so I'm excited to share this with you. I'm going to need some of your help. Jimmy Green, I saw you come in. I'll need some of y'all's help to pass stuff out when the time comes. But we're talking about our kingdom concept. We've been here for a while. We should move off of it pretty quickly after this week, and we should be wrapping it up. This is trying to discern our simple, clear, big idea that defines how we are going to glorify God and make disciples. Now, you've heard that every single week since I started this, and this is week number 9. And so the only reason why I know that is I keep up. And so this is week number 9. It is slow going, but you're going to see, maybe even tonight, it begin to come together. And so after we have this, I get some of this data and process it, then we're going to really be able to start diving into seeing where all this stuff starts to overlap and it starts to be something that we can use. We're talking about right now our collective potential. And if you remember, several weeks ago, we talked about capability clusters. That is, talents, opportunities, gifts. That's what we've been talking about, spiritual gifts that seem to cluster together in our congregation. Because as you look at those things, what you'll be able to see is that God is forming us as a body of people. He's putting us together to aim us in a certain direction. And so you start to look and see what that direction is. And so that's the purpose of all that we're doing, what we've done the last 3 weeks and what we're doing tonight, is to see those capability clusters. And then next week is our church conference. The week after, I'm going to bring it all together and start showing you some of the overlaps that we've seen in who we are. Now, you may be perceptive and already started to see those things come together. But if not, we'll do that some together, and it really should push us down the road a little bit so that we're still talking about our collective potential. I've hit pause. This is the third week answering the spiritual gift question. 2 weeks ago, we looked at the spiritual gifts that talk about functions in our body, the apest gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds, teachers. Last week, we looked at the motivational gifts, seven of them, and we talked about how they work in the body, motivating us to do what it is that each one of us do. Tonight, I'm going to read from 1 Peter 4, 10 to 11, which should be familiar because I preached on it on Sunday morning. And so God's word says this: as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks, as one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves, as one who serves by the strength that God supplies. In order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And so this supposes several things. The first thing that it supposes is that we've all received a gift. That is, that the Holy Spirit has gifted us for ministry. So this is based on that supposition. The second thing that it supposes is that each one of us know what that gift is. That we know how the Spirit has gifted us so that we know how we fit into the body. And so that's where we are tonight. So here are some reasons that you need to know your gift. The first is to clarify what God is doing in our church. This is what I call the capabilities cluster. This is what we're talking about. To see how we lump together, see where our strengths are that are God-given. So as you find out what your spiritual gift is, and you may have more than one, but what your predominant gifting is, we're going to be able to see together, at least those of us who participate in this, where the majority is. Now, I asked you this last week, but I'm asking you again. How many of you would say, I know, or I think I know what my spiritual gift is? So we have about half of us, I guess, I hope that by the end of the night, you'll all be able to raise your hands. All right, so that's the goal for tonight, that everybody raises their hands to that question. The second is to understand God's will for your life. So one of the ways that you know what God wants you to do, where he wants you to fit in our body and in the community around us, is to find out how he strengthened you as a follower of Christ with your spiritual gift or gifts. There may be more than just one, but the predominant strength of your life. So you understand that. This is what we're doing in the bigger picture with our church, to understand what God's will for our church's life is. And so we're trying to find the strength there, but it also works as individuals as well. Third, it informs on how you fit into the body. So where your place is among all of us. I've said this last Sunday, I said it last Wednesday, I'll say it again tonight. There's no such thing as a sidelined Christian or a Christian who's a spectator. We are all supposed to be active in this ministry called the church, called the local church. And if the church is lacking, it's not God's fault that it's lacking. It's our fault for not exercising what he's already given to us to do. And in fact, one of the ways you can figure out your gift is for you to, whatever it is that you complain about, whatever it is that you see the most, whatever it is, there's nobody to greet me when I come there. It's possible that you're supposed to be the greeter. That's the way that you know. It's the things that irritate us most are usually where our strengths are, because it's the one thing that you notice most. Think about your marriage. If you've been married before, husband and wife, the very things that annoy you about your partner are usually the things that are your own flaws in your life, and you just see it in the mirror image of marriage. And so the same thing in the church, the things that annoy you about the church, or the things that are lacking in the church, may be because that's your spot and you just haven't jumped in. Let me give you an illustration just so you know immediately. If you are not pleased with the teaching or the level of teachers in the church, it's possible that God has gifted you with the gift of teaching, and you need to step up and begin to help in that place. It's just one of the ways that you can know. It's not, that's not a standard truth. Some people are just annoyed at everything. But usually the thing that annoys you is the place where you ought to fit. That's usually the way it works. So it informs on how you fit into our body. It builds unity among Christians. If you go and read in all of these places about spiritual gifts in the scriptures, what you're going to see is that one of the fruits of everyone exercising in the Spirit is unity. The Spirit brings unity. Remember in Ephesians, one baptism, one Spirit, one Lord. It's this idea of coming together. And so when we know how we fit in the body, then what it does is it brings that unity to us. I'm not trying to do Larry's job, and Larry's not trying to do Myra's job. We know where we fit, and so it brings us together instead of pushes us apart. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, let's just tell you, this thing that God's put together is pretty clever. I mean, you know, this isn't his first rodeo. He knows how we go together, and if we would just do the way we've been designed to do, it works. It fits. And so that's one of the reasons to know your gifts. And then the fifth, it'll actually equip you to fulfill your purpose. Some of the frustration, I said this Sunday morning, I'll say it again just for a second. Some of the frustration that we sense or that we experience is because we really don't know where we fit. We try to do everything in our own power. And when we allow the Spirit to work through us, when we recognize how we've been gifted as individuals, and then we major on that with the Spirit's power, all of a sudden what we'll see is fulfillment. We'll say, aha, now I'm no longer frustrated. Now I'm no longer annoyed. I am doing exactly what God created me to do, what He recreated me to do, He gifted me to do, and there's much joy. So, that's where we are. Here's the question. What is your gift? Brother Jimmy, if you'd come. Now, before you do anything, I want to give you the instructions. So we're going to pass this out. Don't need the packing slips. What are you giving? 100 packing slips. If y'all would ask one to each person. Now, here's the deal. We've got some extras. I've got 100. I've got 100 here. There's not 100 people in here. What I'd like you to do is right now just take one per person. If your significant other is here and you want them to take it, I'll give that to them at another time or we can do it. What I want is every person here to just have one. I'll put the rest in the box and then afterwards if you come up and say, my husband needs one, my wife needs one, then we'll do it that way. I'll be okay. The reason why is these are a little bit, because of the scoring mechanism in them, it's a little bit pricey. Don't look inside. This is like your test at school. You're taking the ACT. Don't start looking or you'll break the chain of it. I'll give you instructions in just a second. Does anybody need a pen? I have instructions for the pens as well. These are my own personal pens. All right. Now, these are really good own personal pens. And I would love to have at least half of them back. I would love to. And so these are, I mean, I won't cry a river if I don't get them back, but I would love to try to get them back anyway. If I could try to get them back, that'd be good. So these booklets are yours to keep because I'm going to figure out what we do at the end of it. So I want you to be able to take these home and use them. But they are... they're not real, real expensive, but 100 of them are expensive if you recognize the math. So what I'm asking you to do is don't ruin the one you've got. You use this, listen to my instructions, and then once I give the instructions, it'll take us about 20 minutes to go through this. You're going to do it at your own pace. There's no hurry. It should leave us about 10 minutes at the end. For me, I need to record the results though, because that's my part. Your part, you get to take it home and read it and use it in your spiritual life. What I need to do is get the results at the end of it. So what you'll do is, if you open it up, the very first page, you'll see below are the survey statements. The orange numbers, 1 through 27 on that first page, those are the questions that you're going to respond to. All right, and then if you turn to page 28 to 57, next page 58 to 87, and then 88 to 108. Y'all see those pages? Those are the orange, they have orange on the outside. Those are the statements that you're going to respond to. You're going to respond to them in this way. Almost always, occasionally, almost never. Okay, so you can see those. You can see those in the way that they go. That's the way you're going to answer. Almost always, occasionally, and almost never. The score sheet is only one page. It's right after this half page, okay? If you see two pages, you're doing it wrong. Because what's going to happen is, like every bubble in sheet, there is a carbon piece that you don't see between these. Don't turn to that second page until you're finished, okay? Because that's going to score it. But if you turn to the second page, you're going to figure out the thing, and it's not going to score right. Okay, does that make sense? So you should. So the page should be where it says at the top, almost always, occasionally, not very often. Now, also, the last thing I want to tell you before I'm going to turn you loose. Notice how the numbers go. They go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down the page and then back up to the top at number 19 and then down. So don't go across, go down, up and down. Everybody with me? Okay, the reason why is if you do these out of order, it will also mess up the results. The whole purpose is to get to the results. And if you do it wrong and we mess up the results, we're not going to know the results and we'll have to do it again. Yes, sir?
Can we pull this out?
Yes, you may. You may pull it out. It'll be easier. I just wanted to go over the instructions before I recommend everything else. So make sure you still color in the top right with the correct one. Don't go to the score sheet. And go. You're welcome to go. Tell everybody who wants to be first. Yes, sir? No, you don't need to do that because you're going to keep this. This will be your part. What I need is I'm going to collect it up here. I am not going to get your personal information, okay? So I'm going to know how many teachers we have. I'm not going to know who they are. So I'm not going to come after you. This is not a way for me to pigeonhole you. Nothing bad is going to happen. I just need to see the cluster. So anybody have any questions? If you have any questions, you can ask me. Yes, ma'am. You don't have your glasses? No. I don't think it worked. I mean, it worked for me. All right. Oh, here's some extra readers. Here's some cheaters. All right. Anybody else? Well, I'm glad they work for you. Now you know. If I thought I were dead, you can walk up and keep preaching. Just take my glasses off and keep going. If anybody has any questions, feel free to ask. I'll be happy to. Now, don't be cheating. Don't be cheating. Don't look at your neighbors. It won't help if you look at your neighbors. You have to answer them all. All of them. 108. You'll get the hang of it once you get moving. Some of those pens may have had some plastic on them. They're brand new. Just pull the plastic off the ballpoint and it'll go. No, it just bubble it up. Bubble it up.
Okay.
Inside the, because what it's going to do is press down and carry the source sheet. I realize. some of you may have graduated before 1988.